Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Raymond Group is set to invest 943 crore rupees in Andhra Pradesh to establish aerospace and auto parts manufacturing facilities, creating over 5,000 jobs, reports Shweta Poonj. The facilities will start production by May 2027, with the state government providing incentives worth 695 crore rupees to support this investment. Gold continued to glitter for investors. India's gold ETFs attracted record monthly inflows of $902 million in September, a nearly threefold surge over August, as investors turned to safe haven assets amid volatile equities and persistent geopolitical risks, writes Ravindra Sunavane. Investors continue to show a strong appetite for IPOs. Tata Capital's 15,500 crore rupee share sale, the largest this year, closed with bids for twice the shares on offer, led by demand from institutional buyers who subscribed 3.42 times, reports Money Control. Retail investors too chipped in, subscribing 1.1 times. While some brokers are cautious about short-term gains, most analysts remain positive on Tata Capital's long-term prospects, writes Shalin Agarwal. Meanwhile, LG Electronics India's 11,607 crore rupees IPO continued to draw investor interest, with bids exceeding three times the offer size on day two. Mizuho's plan to buy KKR's stake in Avendus Capital is entering the final stage after months of back and forth over valuation differences and exit terms for investors, reports Hamzini Karthik. The deal, which values Avendus at $700 million, is expected to close soon, with some minority investors already agreeing to the terms proposed by Mizuho. Turning to telecom, Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a strong pitch today to invest, innovate and make in India at the India Mobile Congress. He framed the nation's democratic setup, ease of doing business and reform-oriented approach as factors that will draw investors. Union Telecom Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhia added that India's adoption development of 6G technology could contribute as much as $1.2 trillion to the GDP by 2035, writes Ahik Sur. Reliance. Jio Infocom Chairman Akash Ambani credited Prime Minister Narendra Modi for steering India's digital transformation. Anthropic co-founder Dario Amodei is in Bengaluru this week to meet top leaders of Infosys and other public officials, Chandra R. Srikanth and Vikas S.N. report. Anthropic has announced plans to open its first India office in Bengaluru. Amodei is also meeting enterprise partners to highlight the firm's commitment to developing responsible AI systems that promote social benefit and economic growth. In tech hardware, Asus is eyeing the top spot in India's consumer laptop market by 2026 after expanding local manufacturing with Dixon Technologies, reports Danish Khan. He writes that the Taiwanese company expects India's ongoing festive season to accelerate sales, with locally made laptops set to surpass double digits as a share of total shipments this year and continue to rise in 2026. New Demat account openings are slowing down sharply, with a 40% decline in new account openings in the 9 months to September 30th, amid weak investor sentiment and muted returns from IPOs, reports Ravindra Sonavane. And finally, India's economy is projected to reach about $12 trillion in a decade, with its economic structure led by services, along with a confident industrial heft, Right TV, Mohandas Pai, and Nisha Holla. To achieve this, India must focus on accelerating urbanization, scaling labor-intensive manufacturing, and building indigenous technology, among other steps. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.